Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Season 4 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin. The Staring Doll, written by Jack Stryker. Heather was at her friend Jenny's house one afternoon. It was just after school and Jenny's parents hadn't arrived home from work yet. It was just the two of them, and they were engrossed in a board game. Heather was having a good time, except they were playing in a room adjacent to Jenny's parents' bedroom. And every now and then Heather would glance over through the open door of that bedroom to see a little girl doll sitting up on the bed. Its eyes appeared to be staring at them. She tried to ignore it, but over time it started to get to her.
"I'm sorry," she said, "but I can't concentrate. That doll on the bed over there is giving me the creeps."
"Oh, no problem," Jenny replied. She went to the room and closed the door to calm Heather down. Then the two friends resumed their game. It hadn't been long, however, before Heather glanced up again. The door was open once again, and again the doll appeared to be staring at them. Jenny couldn't understand it. She could have sworn that there was nobody else home, and that there was no way the door could have opened without the knob being turned. Shrugging, she went up to the bedroom and closed the door again, this time making sure that it would click shut. But again and again, they would check the door and find it wide open. Heather was starting to get very scared. Finally, Jenny had enough of this. She went into the bedroom, grabbed the doll, and threw it into the closet, slamming it shut. She then slammed the bedroom door shut behind her, and then resumed their game. For a while, things appeared to be going well, but then Heather glanced up one last time. All of a sudden, she stood up and said, "Goodbye," and ran home as fast as she could. This time when Jenny looked up, she saw the bedroom door only slightly ajar, with a chair propped up behind it, and sitting on the chair, peeking through the opening at them, was the doll.
Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.